Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And how well do you know yourself? Well, you might feel that you know yourself well, but maybe there are a lot of other ways to know yourself in more details that you don't even imagine, that you can learn about yourself and it can help you be a better you. And I work with those tools all the time of how to know ourselves better. And you've heard shows that I've done on the Destiny cards, a 52-card deck, and how we're each born to a particular hand of cards and how that helps us know ourselves. And you've likely heard other shows I've done about human design, and also that has great wealth of knowledge about us. So I thought in this show that we could learn more about how the human design system and spin-offs from it also can help us know about ourselves in ways that we haven't thought of before. So that's what this show is about, is what ways can you learn about yourself that will help you be a better you? So to help us do that, I've asked my fellow human design analyst, good friend, and a woman who's been on the show a number of times before, to join us again, and we're going to just have fun looking at the different ways that we can all learn about ourselves. So, Regina Concatelli, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Oh, great to be with you again, Peter, and great to have this opportunity to talk about interesting ways to learn or interesting things about ourselves that we wouldn't even think of that we could possibly know about ourselves.
Yeah, and that's true, and both good and bad, too, because it teaches us about our shadows, and that's what haunts us in life. And so it's good to see these patterns, because that's what human design is about, and the cards also are about the patterns we're born into that persist through our lives, personality trait patterns, reactive patterns, that we can't help being that way. And we see how different everybody is in our world, especially people close to us, and how they react different than we do to certain things and behave differently. And they can't help it because they're living their designs, their patterns, and often unconsciously, but they just can't help but be them. And we can help but be us. So, and life meets us in those patterns. I always say that people don't have to know about human design or the cards or anything else out there to define us. They can just unconsciously sense the vibes and respond to them. And so everybody is reading us all the time, just our vibes. And they don't know it. It's unconscious. But they react to it. They respond to it. And all of a sudden, they're behaving in ways, and we go, wait a second, I didn't know that I was, you know, creating your reaction to be this way toward me, just like most people react to me in ways that I might like or not like. But I don't know what I did. But, you know, and I might have done some things overtly, but also they're reading into these patterns. So we all have them. You have yours, Regina, right?
So well, and I'm glad I know my patterns. Yeah, patterns and you know, just everyone's uniqueness. I think there's so much value in understanding our own uniqueness. And just in that, knowing ourselves, can only imagine what other people in our lives. I mean, it's all about relationships, right? We're on a planet with 7.5 billion people or something like that. So there's always relationships. But understanding our own uniqueness and in a way, it gives us compassion, hopefully, for ourselves and for others because they've got their unique patterns. And
right.
it's not always meant like when the patterns meet and there's some friction, it's not always personal. It's just patterns.
Yes, and that's persisted all my life. And it's amazing that sometimes I ask people, why did you behave that way? I don't think I did anything to deserve that. And they'll say, I don't know why. I just did. And they were having to, you know, react in a way that was relating to my patterns, these innate patterns. That's why it's good to know about them, so that we can understand the others around us who respond to us in ways that we might learn to expect or not expect. So what are our strengths and weaknesses that show up in human design? You know, what are the ways that we can learn about ourselves? I'm thinking of, for instance, our ideal location in life and what that says about how we deal with life. And, for instance, in my chart, my ideal location is the shoreline. And, you know, that might say, okay, then I should live right by water. And I do. I live by the Hudson River. And I don't think of that as something I need in my life, but it sure feels good to be on the outskirts of the city. And really, a shoreline personality likes to live on the shoreline of life. And I always say I'm not a joiner. I don't feel comfortable in the deep water of the movement of people. I feel like I love to be watching from the outside, participating from the outside, or in a leadership role, which is also separate from being caught in the density of it. So, you know, and people relate to me that way. They don't include me so easily. And I say, well, why aren't I being included? Well, you know, it's not like I need to be, but it's nice to at least think that people are thinking about me.
But, well, you bring up a good point, too, about knowing ourselves and knowing our environment, you know, the correct location in that. It's like we still think we should be a certain way, or everyone else is included. Why not I? And yet it's really not something for you after all. So it's good to know that about yourself, to not, you know, go feeling like, oh, I'm not included.
And yet people appreciate me all the time individually. They don't necessarily include me in groups. And that's the shoreline. But then there are people, for instance, whose ideal location is the kitchen. And sometimes they say, well, I don't cook. But what it really means is that they're an alchemist, that they like to be involved. It could be chemistry. It could be just working with foods in different ways, or with the chemistry of life in different ways, that they're alchemists. It's like the
kitchen
of life.
Or it's a good place for them to hang out when they're not feeling well, to hang out in the kitchen.
Well, that's true, too. But they love to be involved with the details of, for instance, what food would be, but what other things could be in life like that. And that's why I call it the alchemist. And then there are people whose ideal location is a marketplace. And they just love to be in the mix of what a marketplace offers, and the commerce, the people, and they're good with that, right?
Yeah. Now my son's girlfriend is like that in the marketplace, and she makes her own jewelry, and that's, you know, when there's like those kinds of street fairs and that, it's like she does amazing. People just come to her, and that's like her perfect environment. It's really fun to know other people's location and see how that shows up.
Right, and it's also some people, their ideal location is a cave. And I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who are saying, oh, yeah, that's me. Just let me have my little cave or my big cave. And then there are people who are better in valleys, and that's where movement of commerce is, but it's a stronger movement, and it's a nice to for those people to feel like they're in the flow, because valleys are where rivers flow through generally. And then there are people who really ideally are suited for mountains, and those are people who really love to have an overview. So not only the mountains in the countryside, but in cities, there are tall buildings that they could feel good in, like to be above things and look down. And the metaphor in life is really those people really want to have the overview. And so these are really helpful, I think, you know, to know about ourselves. But it's a small thing in the big picture of human design. And I've seen a lot of these programs lately offering to send you a printed version of your design. And I've looked at them, and they don't have about 70% of what you and I like to show people in their human designs, because we love all the intricacy of it, the depth and the uniqueness of it. And these reports that people get are generally just generalized views that don't have much to do with many of the details. So another thing that I find very important to know about myself is what's called my tone. And my tone is, in human design, it comes off as the number two. There are six numbers to a lot of things, because that has to do with the six lines of the hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching, which is largely what human design is based on. And mine is the number two, which is uncertainty. And that's what makes me uncomfortable in life, is my feeling of uncertainty. And that's why I strive to be as knowledgeable and intuitive also as possible, so I can overcome this feeling of uncertainty. I think a lot of other people have easier tones than I do. Of course, the number one is a need for security. And I just spoke to someone yesterday who had this one. And I said, oh, you're always striving for security. You're always worried about your security. And she said, yep, that's me. I'm so security conscious. But then when people are three, it's all about action. And those people just want to take action all the time. And it's fun to, you know, to see that in people. So what can you say about these?
Well, I have noticed with different people and different with their tone, it's not really on the surface. It's a little bit driving them, but like a concern for them.
Well, I mean, it sometimes it's just really nice. It's like if you're a number four, it's about meditation. It's being meditative. So a lot of human design is what's under the surface that people don't realize, and yet they behave that way anyway. So you and I, when we can tell people about these particular idiosyncrasies of theirs, I think it's really good that they understand themselves better in ways that they maybe never thought about, but certainly behave that way.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I like to share with my clients is like what their underbelly is. You know, we all have some shadow or our wounds. I kind of call it, it's your underbelly. And one of my clients is, I may only follow my spirit if I can give a rational reason for it. And this particular client, she's a regular coaching client, she over-explains herself a lot. So I just remind her about, oh, that's right. It's like it has to make sense. So she gets into the habit of over-explaining. Or for mine, I have to adapt and suppress my individuality so not to be excluded. So I find for myself that, not more so in the past, but I really dampen, used to hold back who I really am because they're going to think I'm crazy, right?
Well, I have to laugh at that because you, in your design, you have a trait called paranoia. And that's one of your what's called Venus sequences. And,
exactly.
And
so the two kind of play together. Other people have to suppress their physicality and their passion. Or some other people, I have to give in to the will of other people and suppress my own wishes. So I'm giving some examples here so people can see that, you know, it's not glaring in your face. It might not be something that you're thinking of, but it may be some things like you trip on sometimes where you catch yourself leaving who you really are or trying to people please.
Right. So what we're doing is we're pointing out things to people about their behavior that creates a language about it so that they can be clearer in their unconscious responses, you know, their natural ways that they are, but they can see them better and then do a better job with them. So there are so many, so many ways in this system that we can help people know how to behave better. For instance, another thing that I like is let's call it unconscious Jupiter. I don't know what that has to mean to anybody, but we know that that's where we find the trait that has to do with the secret to abundance in our lives. And if we behave the way that trait says about each of us differently, then, and there are many different behaviors, so there's like 384 different ways that different behaviors that could show up in that, so we know which one exactly belongs to each person. And I have, for instance, for me, it's about stillness. It's about, you know, it's like, shut up, Peter, and you'll have great abundance. Well, guess what? I can't shut up. So I'm doing all right. But
it reminds the opposite. I have to be telling stimulating stories. So it's funny. Yeah,
I'd rather be you.
Stimulating stories, and they'll be opening their pocketbooks. But anyway, one of the things that I like looking at is we can do big picture and what's my mission, what's my purpose, and as you talked about earlier, the example of location, it's like there's so many variations that we can look at, and so some people are really wanting to know who they are and what, you know, below the surface, what their spirit, when their spirit comes alive. And, you know, some people need to have adventure, some people need to have lots of daylight, some people need to have silence. Some people need to be of service to others. And some need to have lots of physical exercise. And it's good to know when you can be an environment or there's things that you actually have control over that can make you happier. And isn't that what everybody wants, to just be happier?
And what's fascinating is that we're born to these things. And so we're never going to, let's say, outlive them. We just have to learn to use them. And so if they're pointed out to us, it'll ring a bell. You know, when we do chart readings for people, their bells are constantly being rung. They're going, yeah, oh, that, my gosh, that makes so much sense. Oh, that's so right about me. I'm so glad to hear it. Because then they can take advantage of it more consciously.
Yeah, it's a reminding. It's, you know, it's a remembering. It's, that does work for me. Yeah, I used to do that, or, you know, and I haven't been. So they're just great reminders for people to have just a better level of self-care and well-being, and just simple things.
Yeah, you know, well, that's right.
Go ahead.
No, it's, as you say, it's really, we have so many details, you know, intricate details, so they're simple in that way. And there's so many different ones. And, for instance, you know, the roles we're here to play in life, like I'm looking at a client's chart right now, and it shows that she's here to be a leader, a storyteller, an optimizer, a transmitter, and a grower. That's a lot, you know. There are some people who only have one or two roles in life, and this will tell them that. And it makes it easier to focus on you know, what we're here for, and pursue that. And so I do a lot of work with people who really want to figure out their direction in life, in terms of business and, you know, what opportunities to take, where to put their energies, and how to define themselves. Actually, I do here's one. Here's somebody who's designed to be a concentrator. So I guess they're focus of energy, an organizer, a trustee, and a fighter. So to have these different words, I'm always thinking when I work with young people how my readings with them gives them a lot of words to put into their resumes, a lot of ideas, a lot of ways to position themselves in life in words, in distinct traits that would be admired by people reading their resume. So,
I love the business aspect and just the career and you know, people recognizing their uniqueness and what they actually bring to different projects, or just validating, you know, their uniqueness. And that I had someone, you know, that they're really was strong as a in speaking skills and presentations, and that was really, really helpful. Just that one little piece was really helpful because she was just starting out her own business. And so knowing that, and she said, yeah, I do like to do presentations. And so that would be a form of marketing for her that would work for her and be in line with who she really is. So like you say, there's these little words, these little key phrases people can
right.
integrate.
And for instance, we can tell people what they radiate to others in terms of what's a primary trait that other people see them as. And it's interesting because for me, it's enrichment, that people think of me as offering enrichment to them in ways that, for instance, the radio audience wants enrichment from these radio shows. And so that's a primary motivation of me that people identify with, that I feel very happy about pursuing. And so there are many different traits of that we radiate to people differently. I mean, each person has a particular trait. And when we know that, we can really advance ourselves to be that better. So that's cool to know how, you know, I always say to people, let me tell you what people say when they're talking to each other behind your back, what they say about you. And it's always, you know, in a good sense, what do they think your strength is? And when you know that, because people know that even behind your back, they're going to know that themselves. And maybe, you know, if you're looking for a job, they'll know that to hire you for. So, again, these are different ways that we can promote ourselves in life, even in social situations, dating, for instance. People ask you questions if you're meeting new potential dating relationship candidates in your life, what can you say about yourself? Well, you know, we offer a lot of opportunities for people to be able to talk about themselves better, right?
I remember one dating questionnaire, and it was, are you spontaneous? So that's something that shows up in human design as well.
Sure.
Like, you know, can you be spontaneous? That one little thing, if someone's very spontaneous, it doesn't always work with someone that likes to have a little more time to think things over. So,
right.
Just one of many more, right?
Yes, well, that's the point, is that there's actually thousands of traits that we have to at our disposal to put a language to, and each person has certainly dozens of them that we offer. And allows people to really be happier about being themselves, because then they can, you know, they have the language to do that. So we're nearing the end of the show, and I always want the audience to know who they're hearing from. So Regina Concatelli, how can people locate you?
Peter, people can find me on my website, which is AlignWithYourDesign, A-L-I-G-N, AlignWithYourDesign.com. And they can also reach out and call me at 707-888-3569. I'm on the West Coast, so Pacific time.
Right. So we're bi-coastal here. I'm, as most people in the audience know, I'm in New York. And I hear the music playing, so the engineer is hinting that the show is going to end. So, Regina, thank you so much. It's really such a pleasure to talk with you. I always have fun.
Thank you, Peter. I've been enjoying this as well. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. Or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.